Cool Down by Queer Stan, read by Kess. This is a Full Metal Alchemist fanfiction with the pairing of Edward Elric / Roy Mustang. Summary. Ed's got a very peculiar way to cool himself down when he gets worked up, and when Mustang finds out about it, he takes advantage of it to conduct a little experiment. Chapter 1. It was a blazing hot day. On top of it being a Monday, which Edward was starting to believe had been invented by some sadist who liked to kick puppies and spit on little children's candy, it was scorching hot. The sun was a big ball of fire in the sky, and it was mocking his suffering. If Ed could look at it without melting his corneas, he was sure he would see the damn thing with a smug-ass grin on its face. Maybe the heat was going to his head a little bit. To make matters worse, it was the Monday after he'd returned from a mission over the weekend, so now he had to hand in a report to Mustang. Speaking of smug, smirking masses of hot air. At least there was a small comfort in knowing that Mustang was just as miserable in this heat as he was. Everyone was miserable in this heat. The team was lazier than usual. Havoc had half his uniform off and was sprawled over his seat like someone had tossed him there and he hadn't bothered to readjust himself. Breeder was half laying over his desk and grumbling faintly. Falman was fanning himself in a corner with a couple of archive files, and Fury was tinkering with an old fan in the corner of the room, trying to get it to blow harder. The only one that seemed immune was Hawkeye. Not even the atmosphere dared piss her off. She let him into Mustang's office with a warm smile, and then went back to work like the superhuman deity she was. Mustang himself looked as happy as sour milk, dabbing at the sweat on his forehead and neck with a handkerchief and glaring at anything that moved. "Can we make this quick?" Ed griped, throwing himself on the couch after tossing his report on the desk. The leather couch, against his leather pants, against his sweat-sticky skin. What a god-awful day it was. I'd like to go home to transmute some water into a block of ice and have Al bash me over the head with it. Wouldn't transmuting a tub full of water into colder water be more effective and less dramatic? Mustang asked, sounding bored and tired and miserable. Yeah, but then when I got out of the tub, it'd still be inhumanly hot out. At least if I die, I can escape this heatwave. I may have a mission for you a bit further up north. Ed felt like crying. God, I'll give you my other arm if you can score that for me. Mustang smirked. I'll see what I can do. But you can keep your arm. Now, your report. And Ed talked. Mustang asked questions and Ed answered them huffily. It's not my fault the town's sheriff was a useless piece of... What are you doing? Edward asked shakily, just having looked up at Mustang from where he'd been glaring a hole in the carpet. Avoiding heatstroke. Mustang replied dryly, continuing to unfasten and unbutton his blue uniform jacket. Oh, Ed swallowed. Okay. Dealing with his little hate crush, as Al had so smugly termed it, was easy when Mustang was around to remind Ed of the hate part. When Mustang was being a smirky, conniving, manipulative, sarcastic bastard, and Ed really wanted to punch him in the face, Ed could easily forget the crush part. But when the heat had made Mustang too lazy to even put up that cold facade, when he was offering Ed an escape to the north for a while, till the heat wave passed, when he was taking off his jacket and his thin white dress shirt underneath was a little see-through and stuck to his skin a bit, when the sweat was glistening off his pale skin and Ed could just see the outline of his collarbones through the gap in his partially unbuttoned shirt, sometimes it got a little hard to deal with his hate crush. Speaking of hard, Ed cleared his throat, crossed his flesh leg over his automail leg, and looked at the opposite wall. Don't look at him, don't look at him, don't look at him. Oh, where was I? He mumbled. You were insulting the town's sheriff. Right. Don't think of what Mustang's sweat probably tastes like. Well, he was a complete moron. Probably like salt and heat and fire and... He was totally unhelpful. Ed wanted to lick up his throat. I think he had a bias against the military, so he was probably like blocking me at every turn on purpose and Are you all right, Edward? He sounded genuinely worried, the bastard. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Why do you have to use my real name? What the fuck happened to Full Metal? What the fuck is wrong with him? Oh my god, is it hot here or Yeah, Thomas, it's a heat wave. Duh. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just the heat is going to my head or something. He laughed nervously. His already too tight leather pants were getting even tighter. Damn teenage hormones. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, he muttered, focusing on the elements he knew so well, remembering their atomic number, their symbol, their basic properties, as he recited them under his breath. Non-metal, noble gas, alkali metal, alkaline earth metal. What was that? Just talking to myself, he exclaimed with a bit of a hysterical chuckle. If his face was turning red, he could blame it on the heat. The colonel sighed. Well, would you mind talking to me and finishing the report? Weren't you the one who wanted to get out of here as quickly as possible so your brother could bash you over the head with an ice block? Good, yes, good, sarcastic asshole Mustang. This was good. This Ed could deal with. Right, so as I was saying, the sheriff... He looked over at Mustang and the bastard was just rolling up his sleeves, undoing the cuffs and pushing them up to his elbows to expose his thick wrists and his large sculpted forearms, and Ed's brain short-circuited. Full Metal? Mustang exclaimed in concern as Ed buried his face in his hands and started reciting loudly. Neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon. Ed hated Mondays. He hated the heat wave. And most of all, he hated his goddamn commanding officer. Chapter 2 You're doing it again. Mustang's voice was sharp and irritated, and at some point while Ed was distracted mumbling to himself, he had moved from behind the desk around to the front and leaned back against it, one ankle over the other and arms crossed over his chest, glaring at his young subordinate.
I what?
Ed stuttered, looking wide-eyed at Mustang. Ever since the last report he'd given, where Mustang had taken off his jacket and he had been sweating and gorgeous and Ed's teenage hormones had gone into hyperdrive, it had been a lot harder to control himself around his commanding officer, which brought him to this situation. Almost a 4 month later, sitting in the exact same position, on the exact same couch, failing to deliver yet another report because Mustang was looking at him with those smouldering eyes of his, and Ed's pants were suddenly too tight, so he had to break off in the middle of a sentence to cool himself back down.
For some reason, you're reciting the entire periodic table at me. Again.
Mustang let out a dramatic sigh.
Last time, I thought it was just the heat going to your head, but since the weather's cooled down since then, I guess it's just you purposefully wasting my time.
Oh, right, because everything has to be about you, doesn't it, Colonel? Ed snapped. Even if it was because of him, Mustang didn't need to know that. Besides, Mustang being an asshole made everything easier for Ed. He could just whip back a snarky retort instead of focusing on how unbelievably attractive the man was.
Look, Full Metal, I know you're eccentric, but I really don't have time for this right now. Just finish telling me about the mission and you can go be strange somewhere else.
Ed rolled his eyes. Fine. So, anyways, the library in the town was a dead end, and Al got to chatting with the locals and he found out that... Glancing sideways at Mustang, he saw the man leaning his weight on his hands braced behind him on the desk, making his hips stick out a bit and the short uniform jacket ride up slightly, exposing the white shirt underneath. Ed swallowed and continued. He found out that the freaky weather was originating from the river up the mountain. Mustang's head was cocked slightly at him. His hair was falling over his eyes, and he was looking so fixedly at Ed, focusing on nothing but him, and to be at the receiving end of that kind of attention from Mustang was severely distracting.
So we went to check it out.
Ed cleared his throat, adjusted his position on the couch, crossed his leg over his knee.
And there was definite signs of alchemic activity, and...
Mustang was still just looking at him. And why was just him looking affecting Edward so strongly? People looked at him all the time.
With his bright yellow hair and his garish red coat and his goddamn metal limbs, Edward was used to people looking. And the only reason Mustang was looking at him right now was because he was speaking, and Mustang was obligated to listen to him as part of his job. Technically, Mustang was being paid to look at Edward right now, so it's not like he was doing it by choice. Then again, Mustang didn't have to look at him to listen to his report. He could sit behind his desk and skim over the written version as Ed talked, or fiddle with a pen or something. There was no need to stare so openly and fixedly, and there was no reason for Ed to be so bothered by it. And fuck. He clapped a hand over his face to hide it reddening and started muttering again from where he had left off before. Silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon. Damn it, Ed, Mustang hissed. Why are you doing that? Ed gulped. It helps me focus. He semi-lied. Focus on what? Mustang had reached his allotted quota of patience for the day, apparently. Anything but the overwhelming desire to jump your bones. Edward very adamantly did not think. Just, you know, focus. On what? He barked, and, oh no. He was even hotter when he was angry. Potassium, scanadium, titanium, vanadium, chromium. Mustang stalked over, gripped Ed by the shoulder hard, and shook him. Full metal, I demand you explain what the hell you're doing at once. It's getting on my goddamn nerves. Ed's hand fell away from his face, and he looked up at Mustang looming over him, practically seething, and maybe he felt a little lightheaded. Mustang took in Ed's red, flushed face, the tense line of his body, the awkward position of his leg over the other, and something seemed to just click behind his eyes, and then he was smirking, and Ed knew it was over for him. Well then. Mustang let go of his shoulder and straightened up, looking down at Ed sitting in front of him. Looks like someone has a little crush. Ed growled, but it didn't stop his cheeks from staining an even darker red. Shut the hell up, don't make fun of me. I would never, Mustang said in a tone that said he definitely would. I was a teenager once too, you know. So what is it? Do you recite the periodic table and it helps you what? Cool down? That was definitely a smug smirk on his face, and Edward wanted to punch it off. Or maybe kiss it off. Or both. Yeah, I guess, Ed mumbled, looking away, and begging his cheeks to get the fuck together already. His dick, too. Most people just picture their parents naked, Mustang chuckled. So how does it work? Do you just recite the names in order?
It helps to think of each element's characteristics as I go.
Roy nodded like it made sense. Interesting. Is it a successful method?
Ed shrugged. Usually.
Usually? So it's failed you before?
Ed frowned. Why was he asking so many questions about this?
What is its efficiency percentage?
What? Mustang shrugged and slipped his hands in his pockets, angling his hips just slightly while grinning down at Ed.
You're a man of science, aren't you? So you would have chosen the most efficient method of coping after continuously experimenting and testing its success, wouldn't you?
That's not...
Have you tested it under extreme pressure?
Mustang asked, and his voice had taken a smoother, silkier tone, lower than his usual speaking voice, and Ed swallowed thickly.
I don't know.
And then Mustang's smirk was dangerous.
As a fellow man of science, I would be happy to help you test this method further.
What? Ed's fight-or-flight instinct suddenly jerked in, and for someone whose knee-jerk reaction was usually fight, he simply sat there, freaking out internally while Mustang leaned down, closer to him.
Go ahead, Full Metal. Mustang purred, and Ed's knees turned to jelly. Start. From the top. But I... Mustang was inches away from his face, and Ed was trembling. A hydrogen... Non-metal, Mustang said softly. Wait, what?
Helium?
Noble gas. His hands came out of his pockets to brace himself on the back of the couch, one hand on either side of Ed's head, caging him in.
Lithium!
Alkali metal. Mustang leaned in, ran the tip of his nose over Ed's cheek, near his ear.
Beryllium.
Alkaline earth metal. Mustang's lips brushed against his jawline.
Boron.
Metalloid. He used his knee to shove Ed's leg off his other leg, then pressed it down on the seat of the newly formed gap between Ed's thighs.
Colonel, I...
Ed breathed. He sucked in a huge breath and held it, willed his heart not to fly right out of his chest. Keep going, Full Metal. Mustang's lips were on his ear now. On his ear. His voice was melting straight into Ed's brain, and his lips were silk soft against his earlobe, and his breath was warm and damp, and Ed's flesh toes actually curled a bit. He was so hard it hurt.
I don't remember.
Carbon. The next one is carbon. It felt like a kiss to his ear.
Carbon.
Non-metal. Teeth grazed against his earlobe, and Edward gasped. And just like that, it was ruined. He would never be able to use this method when he was worked up, because all he would be able to think about is Mustang over him, around him, murmuring in his ear, pressing his lips and teeth so gently against his skin.
Ed would never be able to look at a chemical equation again without getting a hard-on.
Mendeleev would be disappointed.
Colonel, I can't...
Can't what? Can't breathe, can't move, can't think. Is your precious method failing you, Full Metal?
The tip of a hot, moist tongue snuck out to tease Ed's poor, abused earlobe. And Ed was panting a little bit.
It doesn't hold under pressure.
There was a hint of amusement under Mustang's words, and Edward had really had enough.
Bastard, he growled.
And raised his hands to grip Mustang by the front of his uniform and tug him in to crush their mouths together. Ed had never kissed anyone before, but that didn't stop him from assaulting Mustang's lips, licking and nipping them as much as he could. Maybe he'd taken it a little too far, and Mustang would shove him away angrily and have him court-martialed or something, but what did he expect, teasing him like that? Ed was a hormonal teenage boy, and the object of his affections was practically in his lap, abusing his earlobe with his teeth and tongue. Ed wasn't exactly famous for his outstanding self-control. But Mustang wasn't pushing him away. Mustang was pulling him closer, returning the kiss with licks and nips of his own, and Ed found himself being guided by Mustang's mouth, being taught where to move and where to touch. Mustang's hands came up to cup either side of Ed's face, and Ed curled his hands tighter in Mustang's uniform. There was a pressure between Ed's legs, and he gasped as Mustang's thigh ground into his crotch, as Mustang kissed him harder. He let out little noises of distress and pleasure, and Mustang swallowed each one, fingers curling in his hair and teeth scraping against his bottom lip. Ed had never been touched like this before. Had never had anyone over him and pressing against him like this, and Mustang was so strong and thick and beautiful. So Ed had no shame in rutting up against his leg like a dog, and no shame when it suddenly became too much and Mustang groaned in response to Ed's high-pitched whine when he came in his pants. Ed crashed down against the couch, panting and blinking blearily up at the man, still leaning over him. His hands slackened in their grip and fell to his lap, and Mustang was off of him like he'd been yanked back, wide-eyed and terrified. Mustang swallowed thickly, made a hasty retreat to the desk, sat down and put his face in his hands.
"What are you doing?"
Ed asked drowsily.
"Picturing my mother naked,"
Mustang replied, and it sounded like he was in pain.
Edward couldn't help the laugh that bubbled out of him.
You think this is funny, Fullmetal? I just assaulted you. You are my subordinate.
Hey, Ed protested. That was an assault. I was all for that. He rolled his head on his neck, lazily, dopey from the hormones flooding his system.
I'd love to return the favor, by the way.
Mustang looked like a scared child.
That's a terrible idea.
He cleared his throat.
You are dismissed, Fullmetal.
Ed frowned and resisted the urge to pout, got up on wobbly legs and adjusted his uncomfortable pants.
However,
Mustang cut in as Ed started walking towards the door.
You could, come by my house later tonight.
Ed shot him a baffled look over his shoulder, and Mustang quickly averted his eyes, pretending to focus on some paperwork on his desk.
You need to finish that report, after all, and we could discuss the periodic table. As a pair of scientists, of course.
There was the classic Mustang smirk, coupled with a mischievous glance of those dark eyes, and Ed grinned brightly.
Right, right.
He turned and waved over his shoulder. I'll guess I'll see you tonight. You know, for science. The end. Author's notes. I love that there's a for science tag on AO3. That's lovely. First part was written because I had a headcanon and people enjoyed it. The second part was written at the request of an anon and because it was really fun.
Reader's notes. So I had so much fun with this fic. I have in fact loved it from its very conception on Queer Stang's Tumblr because Ed reciting the periodic table to Mustang. I just imagine him the first time it happening, and Mustang's thinking, yes, I know this, Ed, I'm not actually an idiot alchemist. Also, this is Kes attempting voices. Ed's flustered voice was just amazing to do. So much fun. Like, with all the with all the stuttering, but still him being, like, angry about it. But Mustang's seductive voice was hard. Hard. Anyway, please leave a comment for Queer Stang and this story at archiveofourown.org/works/203780 1. I hope you enjoyed this podfic, and again, leave a comment for Queer Stang if you did. And have a nice day!